veshet nekuvosoy b'mashu. Well, no, that's the look we had before, that the veshet, the food pipe, any small neck of any small hole that's found in the food pipe, makes it for treifa. Terusosoy b'mashu. You say, what's going to be if an animal is durus by its veshet? How much red does it have to be there? Who had been kono nekuvosoy b'kono? If you have the windpipe, that's nekuvos, it has a necker that's missing, it's big iser, it has to be the width of a coin called the iser. Now, same shalu, drusosa bekama. Let's say an animal is doris, so then it turns red a little bit on the corner. How much of it has to turn red to make it into trefa? So, boss of the boy, yes, the shalu, hold the posture, then he said the answer. The rechot zeb, yechot zeb, a mashu. In both places, is enough to have a mashu. Even though by a corner you have to have a psuka roiv or the nukavosa bekisa, here it's enough for the mashu. My time, what's the reason? Zire nikla kolaviyazel, that this poison that goes in there, it'll burn through and through, and eventually it'll come bigger and bigger. So if even a small amount of poison is there now, makes it red, that makes it into a treifa. Now, Yosef Rav Yitzchok Pashmuel Bar Martha, Kaimid Rav Nachman, in front of Rav Nachman, the Yosef become, they're sitting in front like this. Drusa Shomru, that we said there's a treifa. Drusa, when an animal attacks it, Tzricha Badika Kenege B'nei Mayim. We said before that in order to make it kosher still, you have to check it out to make sure all along the B'nei Mayim there's no red spots there. If there's no red spots there, then we said they're not give off the Yeres, and therefore Sfuk Shera. Now, Omulei Rav Nachman said back, Kol Akim, like he said, Lashon Shua, like Mori Bo Rav Mikipo V'yad Atmo. He says that Rav passing like this, that Mori Bo Rav, that we have to check out more, not just Tam Kinege Bnei Mayim, but to check out Mikapo V'yad Atmo, and from all the way up until the hips, you have to check out. So more explains now, my Kapo, what does it mean to say Kapo? Let me, if you want to tell me Kapo D'yad, it means by the hand. And Rashi says that means shol yad, tahainu etzem rechovo, shol kosa, by the shoulder, the thick bone of the shoulder. That's what kapa means. Kapa means of the yad. And if self and Morris question, hainu kenega b'nei mayin, if so, that's mamish the place, as same as b'nei mayin, that's where the intestines are. So what do you mean, mechadish? Ela, rather, it means to say is mikipa de moicha, means from the kapa of the moicha of the brains all the way up. Means like from the pana, the brains, until the hip. Says so he includes much more than just the Bnei Mayim. Samar says, Ki solak Rav Chir by Yosef. When Rav Chir by Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechilu the Rav Yechon, he met Rav Yechon of Resh Lakish. The Yasra, they're both sitting in the camera, they're saying like this. The Drusa Shomu Tzricha Badika. That's what he said, there was a Drusa and an animal. Like you have to check it out to make sure there's no red spots there. So Kineged B'nei Mayim. You have to check it out, Kineged the whole B'nei Mayim by the intestine area. Omelus, he said back to him, Olakim, at Lashon Shvua, that Maribo Rav, Rav Paskin, and said, no, you have to check out more. Mikapo V'yad Atma. You have to check out from the Kapo until the Atma. We said before, that means from the Mecha, from the brains until the hips. Oh, Malay Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, Manu Rav, who is this Rav? Who said we have to pass him like Rav? I don't know him, I don't hold like him. But she says, Miu Zer Rav Shem Lefleinu Kol Shoh, who is this Rav that you say like him? So Amrav Yechon said, Lenihirulei, like, don't you know who he is? Don't you remember him? It was Lyoset Talmud, Sheshimish is Rabbi Rabbo, Rabbi Chia, he was Mishamish that Talmud, like Rabbi Rabba, the great Rabbi, and Rabbi Chia. Well, it came like Lashon Shvua that Koloi Seshonim all those years. Sheshim Meshoi Setamav Yeshiva. All the years of the Talmud, Rav was Meshamash Nishiv. He was able to sit down. Anisha Mashi Bamida, I had to stand up because he was greater than me. Oman Govahu, like, and what was he so great? Govah Vakuloi, he was great in everything. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. Rashi B'mal Godol means Vakula, but Torah V'Chasidus. He was great both in Torah and Chasidus. So Miyad right away, Posach Resh Lakish V'yomer. Resh Lakish started to say like this, V'ram Zohar Ois Rish B'Toiv. We should remember that person of Toiv. Shom Rishmu Mipiv, that we said over Shmu in his name, that Shemuta or Shchuta K'shera. So the Shlokish remember now that another halacha was said over in his name. What was this halacha? It was said over in his name that Shmuto Shruto. Let's say we find the simon of the animal to be Shmuto, to be torn off from its place. And we also find it looks like a good Shrita was done to it. So the question is, what happened first? Was the first Shmuto the Treifa and its Psula? Or maybe no, first the Shrita happened as Ksheira. So he says, halacha was Ksheira to Kashra Shrita. Why? We have right to say, that the simonim would have first been torn apart to make a good shchita. In other words, it's not held in place, you can't cut it well. Therefore, it's a simon to say that the shchita took place first, and then it was a shmuta. Rabbi Yechanan says, Yovi v'yakif, no, let's try it out. Rashi says means, Yechotchenu b'makumach, cut it in another place. And see how it cuts then, if they look too alike, then we say it's a treifah. You see, you could cut it even after the Shemuta. And if you cut it now, if it doesn't look alike, then it's like a Treifa. If it doesn't look alike, then it'll be Kshera. Because then we'll say, this looks this way, because it's after the Shemuta. But before the Shemuta, the Shemuta was done. When it's still Kshera, it's good. Omer Rav Nachman, Lo Yishonim Elish Le'tofas B'Simonim. That's only a shalom if a shasi was shecht and he didn't hold on to the simonim. Avol tofes b'simonim, if you know for sure the shecht was holding on to the simonim and he shechted, then we say it's treif, but then we have to be afraid that really it was shmuta from before the shchita, and since you're holding on to the simonim, it's possible to make a good shchita. So then it's efshel l'shmuta shetiyasa shruta, then it'll be treif. Then the Mishnah ends off and says, there are clouds. This is the cloud that anything that does not live is called a treifa. Gemara says, Lasu Yemai. What is it coming to include, this cloud? Gemara says, Lasu Yashev Shemaitato Teve Yosef. It's coming to include the seven halachas that we had before in the beginning of the parak. There were seven more treifas. It's coming to include those seven like Shmuas. Yes, Shev Shemaitato. Now the Gemara says, Teve Yosef Rishpa. But as the Vei Yosef was a Rishpa, he was a hunter, Rashi says, and he used to kill the animals. Mocho Begidon Asher, he used to hit an animal by Begid HaNosher, the Katlui, and he would kill it. He would hit the sciatic nerve, and he would kill it. If so, Osla came with Rabbi Yudhi Ben Mesera, they came in front of Yudhi Ben Mesera. Omelu, the Chil Hoysef al Treifas Yeshva, do you want it on to make more treifas, if to say that the animal has a marker by Begid HaNosher to make it into treifa? So he said, no, you can't come to hit on more. It's only what we have. And therefore, if you hit it by its giranash, it's not called a treifa. Rav Papa Bar Abba, Rishpa, the hunter there, Mocha Bakula, he used to hit it. Mocha Bakula, sir, means he would hit it. He would hit it by its kidneys. The katlu, and they would die. So again, Osla came with the Rababa, they came in front of Rababa, Omluhu, Fichil Hoysav ala Treifis Yesh, you want it on to make more Treifis, and as you're saying, if you hit it by the kidneys, that also makes it into Treifa. So he said back, no, Ein Luch El Masha Manach Chomim, we only have the Yudches Treifis, like it says in our Mishnah. So Moyes, why? I, Vol Kachazinu the Komeisa, I, we see that we're hitting it here by the kidneys, we're hitting it by the Gid Anoshe Taka dies. Samora says, Gemira, we have a Kabbalah that the Badrulu Sam Nachaya, if you would have spread over it some medicine, it would have healed up. So if it's not really called a Treifa, that could have been healed up. But real Treifas, you can't heal them up. Therefore, here, this is worse. Therefore, regular Treifas are Treifas. But over here, since it could have been healed up, these things are not called Treifas. Therefore, it's not included in the Yitzchak Treifas. Therefore, even though the animal got hit, if they make a Shchita, it still be Kshera. Now the Mishnah says, "V'yelu k'sheres b'behema." These are things that happen to the animal that are still kosher. Nikfo ha-gageris. Let's say by the gageris, you only have a nekiv. That's all. A hole goes through it. And Rashi says, "B'loy chesar nisa." It's not missing the size of a kisser. Therefore, it's still k'shera. Or shenistika, or else it was nistika means it was cracked. The length of it, not the width of it. So only psukas hagageris of the width makes the treifa, but along the length of it, there's no treifa. Now, akama tech, so how much has to be missing from the gageris to make it into a treifa. If you have a hole there that's missing part of it, so ad kama techsar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, ad kisar atalki. It has to be until the size of this coin, an isar atalki. And that was in the Gemara where they hold ad biyad bichlal, or ad v'lo yad bichlal. Now, what's going to be nifcha soha gulgulis? Let's say part of the skull like Drokov, but v'lenika prum shamayach. But the membrane covering over the brains, there's no neck, there's no hole in it. So the animal's still kshayra. Nikav halev, let's say a hole goes into the heart, but does not go into the cavity of the heart. So that's also still kshayra. Nishpura hashedra, let's say if the spine was broken, nishpura hashedra, but v'lenifsak hachutshalo, but the cord that goes along it was not cut, so it's still kshayra. Nitla hakov, let's say the liver was taken out of the animal, but finishtai hemeno kezayas, until at least the kezayas left of it, so it's also still ksheira. Hamasa sabes hakoisiskan, these two parts of the stomach, they're attached one to another like, shenikvu zelater zeh, there was a hole going from one to the other, the inside of it, it's also ksheira, because they cover over nicely one another, they protect one another. Nitl hatchol, let's say the spleen was taken out, or else nitlu hakloyes, let's say the kidneys was taken out, or else nitl lechi atachtoin, let's say the lower jawbone was taken out, or else nitlu ha'em shalom, let's say the womb of the animal was taken out. All these things, the animal is still ksheira. Let's say the charusa, let's say the lungs, like were shriveled up, the animal became scared and it got hard. The charusa b'day shemayin, it became hard because of an act that happened with Eshemayim, let's say because of lightning or thunder, the animal, his lungs, is shivered up. So still it's Kshera. What's going to be Hagluda? Let's say the animal was skinned. The skin was taken off the animal and still alive. Rabbi Meir Machsher, Meir says, yes, the animal is still cautious on a trefer. The Chachomim poison. Now the Chachomim say, no, it's possible. Chachomim hold, that's a psul, it's a trefer. Now the Gemara says, it may run like this. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Elu Treifus Dafka. The first Mishnah is Dafka. It says Elu Treifus. That's the main Diak, not the second Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Shomano, Elu Ksheris Dafka. Now Mishnah here says Elu Ksheris. This is the main Diak. The Mor says the Maika Mislagi. What are they arguing in? The Maika Mislagi. Did the Rav Masna, the arguing of Masna Talocha? The Yomer of Masna of Masna says Haibuko Di Atmo. That's the top of, let's say, I think the bone, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket, haibuka diatma, the top of the hip bone that came out of its socket, the shaft miduch that came out of its socket, trefer. Rav Masna knows that's also called a trefer by an animal. That's the machlekes. Rav Yechanan says, elu trefus dasko, but it says in the first mission of those 18, those are the trefus, nothing more. Now, Tona Trefus, it says in the first Mishnah Trefus, the Tona Zeaklal, it also says the Zeaklal, coming Mashman to include more than just what it says. If so, the Chazil Ludrav Masna, the Yas.